Welcome to episode 46 of The Lab. I'm your host, Brad Barton. Let's talk about waves for a moment. There's a couple of ways of measuring, or talking about, characteristics of waves. If you are on the beach and the surf happens to be up, you can look at the crests of the waves, the very top of them, and measure the distance from one crest to another. That's the wavelength. If you take how often a crest passes where you are, that is the frequency. And as the frequency increases, the wavelength grows shorter. As the frequency decreases, the wavelength gets longer. This is used for all wave phenomena, like waves coming up on a beach, or sound, or light. Incidentally, shorter wavelengths are towards the blue end of the spectrum, and longer wavelengths, or lower frequencies, are towards the red end of the spectrum. In 1842, Christian Doppler suggested an effect caused by relative motion between you and the source of the waves, which now bears his name, the Doppler effect. It's the reason why a car passing you sounds like this. As the car approaches, each wave crest gets closer together. You get a higher frequency, shorter wavelengths, higher pitch. As the car passes, the opposite effect comes into play, and the wavelength increases, the pitch lowers, and the frequency decreases. He had postulated this effect to explain why stars are different colors. He was especially concerned with binary stars. He made a number of mistakes. He seemed to think that if it wasn't a binary star, it wasn't moving. And he grossly overestimated the relative velocities and the amount of spectral shift you would get. It turns out you can use the Doppler effect to measure relative motions between stars and galaxies, or the rotational speed of our sun. But the shifts are too small to be seen with the naked eye. The different colors of the stars has to do with their temperature rather than their relative motions. In order to measure the Doppler shift, you have to look at the spectral lines, which we talked about in episode 44, and see whether they are shifted towards the blue end of the spectrum, meaning that the source is approaching us, or the red end of the spectrum, meaning that it is moving away. In the early 20th century, it was discovered that most galaxies have a red shift, suggesting that they are, in large part, moving away from us. Again, Edwin Hubble got involved there and changed our view of the universe a second time. But we'll talk about that next week.